Welcome to episode 752 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Proverbs' keen interest in themes such as leadership, authority, justice, and equity can be understood by examining the sociocultural, religious, and historical context in which it was written. The book of Proverbs is traditionally ascribed to King Solomon, one of Israel's most notable monarchs. A king was not only responsible for the spiritual well-being of the nation, but also its governance, justice, and social order. Proverbs provided guidance on these matters, especially suitable for leaders and those in authority. The king was considered God's representative on earth. As such, justice and righteousness and governance reflected divine order. Injustice or neglect of the marginalized was seen as not only a failure of human governance, but a violation of God's standards. Proverbs belongs to the wisdom literature of the Bible. This tradition emphasized living according to divine principles in every area of life. Issues of leadership, justice, and equity are paramount in a society, so they naturally received significant attention. A just and equitable society is stable and prosperous. Wise leadership, which upholds justice and equity, promotes social harmony, discourages rebellion, and attracts divine blessings. Proverbs aims to guide individuals in personal and communal ethics. The themes of justice, equity, and good leadership serve as moral compasses, instructing readers in the ways of righteousness, both as leaders and as members of society. Surrounding nations often practiced forms of leadership and governance that were autocratic and exploitative. Proverbs offered a counter-narrative, emphasizing godly leadership and just governance. The Hebrew worldview did not compartmentalize the sacred from the secular. All of life, including leadership and governance, was seen in relation to God. This holistic perspective meant that topics of leadership, authority, justice, and equity were not merely political or societal issues. They were deeply spiritual concerns.
Today's top 10 list.
10 Proverbs about justice and equity.
Number 1.
Justice over sacrifice. Proverbs 21 verse 3. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. This verse underscores the principle that genuine piety and morality in daily life are more pleasing to God than mere religious rituals. In the ancient Near East, sacrifices were primary acts of worship. However, this proverb asserts that God values ethical behavior, acting righteously and justly over ritualistic observances.
Number 2.
Divine displeasure at injustice. Proverbs 11 verse 1. The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. Honesty in business and commerce is the focus here. In ancient commerce, weights and balances were used to measure commodities. Tampering with them was a common way to deceive and cheat. God's concern for fairness and integrity in all areas of life, including commerce, is highlighted. Dishonesty is abhorrent to him, while fairness and integrity are pleasing.
Number 3.
Uprightness and equity. Proverbs 11 verse 3. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. This proverb contrasts the outcomes of living with integrity versus deceit. For the upright, their integrity acts as a guide, leading them in paths that are beneficial and safe. On the other hand, deceitful individuals, although they might think they're gaining an advantage, are actually on a path to destruction. It emphasizes the long-term value of moral uprightness versus the temporary gains of dishonesty.
Number 4.
Protection of the poor. Proverbs 14 verse 31. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. This proverb underlines the divine mandate for social justice and compassion. God's image is in every person, so mistreating or oppressing the poor isn't merely a social injustice, it's an affront to God himself. Conversely, acts of kindness and generosity towards the needy are not just humanitarian gestures, but acts of worship, honoring God.
Number 5.
The King and Justice. Proverbs 29 verse 14. A king who judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. Leadership, particularly monarchy, comes with divine accountability, especially concerning justice for the marginalized. A king who judiciously upholds the rights of the poor demonstrates godly leadership, ensuring stability and longevity to his rule. The principle is foundational for leaders at all levels. Genuine justice, especially towards the least privileged, brings enduring stability and blessings.
Number 6.
Desire for justice. Proverbs 29 verse 26. Many seek the face of a ruler, but it is from the Lord that a man gets justice. This proverb underscores the principle of divine sovereignty and justice. While people often look to human rulers or authorities to seek favor, justice, or vindication, it is ultimately from God that true justice emanates. No matter the earthly authority or its decisions, God's justice ultimately prevails. This serves as a reminder to trust in God's justice rather than placing undue reliance on human institutions.
Number 7.
The danger of partiality. Proverbs 18 verse 5. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. Impartiality and justice are emphasized. The proverb warns against favoritism, particularly towards those who are wicked, and against depriving justice to the righteous. It underscores the moral responsibility, especially of those in positions of authority, to uphold justice without prejudice. Playing favorites, especially when it leads to perversion of justice, is condemned.
Number 8.
Equity's rewards. Proverbs 11 verse 8. The wicked earn deceptive wages, but one who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. This proverb contrasts the outcomes of deceit versus righteousness. While the wicked might seem to prosper momentarily through deceitful means, their gains are ephemeral and potentially harmful. On the other hand, those who act righteously will receive a reward that is both certain and lasting. The imagery of sowing suggests the long-term and multiplied nature of the return on righteous actions.
Number 9.
The value of fairness. Proverbs 16 verse 8. Better is a little with righteousness than large income with injustice. The value of righteousness over material gain is emphasized here. The proverb suggests that it's preferable to have modest means acquired righteously than vast wealth obtained unjustly. It challenges the common perspective of equating success with wealth, highlighting that moral integrity and righteousness are of greater value and provide deeper contentment than mere material possessions.
Number 10.
Joy in justice. Proverbs 21 verse 15. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. This proverb captures the dual nature of justice. It brings joy to those who are righteous and aligned with what is good, but it strikes fear into the hearts of those who do wrong. Justice restores order and affirms righteousness, which is why it is celebrated by the upright. Conversely, evildoers dread justice as it exposes and penalizes their wrongdoings. In essence, the book of Proverbs recognizes the profound impact of leadership on societal well-being. When leaders are righteous, just, and equitable, it brings blessings to a nation. Conversely, when these principles are ignored, it leads to societal decay. This understanding is deeply embedded in the fabric of proverbial teachings, making the book profoundly relevant, not just for its original audience, but for all time. Father, thank you for the insights you have provided into justice and equity. Help us to take them to heart and apply them to all aspects of our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls us only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full.